In studio, we've got Tracy from, are you still with Embassy Suites?
I am.
Okay, so I can say that. So Tracy, you were partnering with Kisses for Kate for some events, some New Year's Eve balls to raise money for this awesome organization. And I had said earlier, you know, I've been touched by Kisses for Kate personally with five friends of the family suffering from in fighting childhood cancer, but you had not been personally affected when you agreed to partner with Kisses for Kate, but then you were. Can you tell your story?
Yeah, so 2016, I worked with Kisses for Kate on a masquerade ball. I, of course, knew the organization. I knew what they did. Fast forward to December 10th, 2022, and my nephew got sick. We found out between Christmas and New Year's that he had osteosarcoma. He's 17 years old. He was a senior in high school. You know, this should have been the time in his life where he was walking down the hall, you know, smiling, loving, you know, just being a senior in high school. And here he's got to deal with this diagnosis and treatment and make adult decisions. When he turned 18, while he was under treatment, was before his surgery, he didn't have an 18th birthday party. He didn't have, you know, all the same things that the rest of the kids got to do. He got to graduate. He got to go to prom. But when you're diagnosed and under chemo treatment, he literally got a 4-hour pass to go to prom from Brenner's Children's Hospital. We were able to get him a limo for a 4-hour rental, which was amazing. But, you know, when you're going through this, you know, at such a young age, and then my family, of course, you know, my nephew's mom has two other kids. Mm-hmm. How do you have two other kids and have one that's at the hospital 5 days a week and you're torn with where you need to be? So a lot of it fell to me because I know his mother needed to be with her two other kids too, as well as him. So, you know, I went every day, every single day after I got off work, I would drive the highway to Winston and make sure I was at the hospital. He didn't have to eat a lot of hospital food. And that was, again, part of what happened at the hospital with Kisses for Kate was that there were gas cards. There were, mm-hmm. you know, some gift cards to different local restaurants. If we needed something, we went to a coordinator, and that coordinator got in touch with Kisses for Kate. After Willie's surgery, I walked into the room, and there was a Kisses for Kate bear right on the edge of his bed. And, you know, here we are replacing 5 inches of femur and 3 inches of tibia in his leg with titanium. And there's a Kisses for Kate bear.
And this is just to know that someone is thinking about, I think that's the biggest thing, is just to know that you're not alone. Like, I can't imagine, and I hope to God and pray to God I never have to imagine that I have to deal with it. But just to know that when you walk in that room and you feel so defeated and exhausted, and this child is counting on you to do everything because they're too weak and too sick, and the doctors, you know, nurses are doing everything they can, but, you know, they're busy with other patients, and to go in and just know someone thought of you and someone is supporting you and someone is praying for your family as hard as you are. I think that goes a really, really long way. Something is as much as a bear, you know, it's perfect to just know. So tell me more about your nephew. Willie is his name?
Willie.
Tell me more about him.
So Willie is an outstanding young man. While he was battling cancer, he was a baseball player, football player. He's a fantastic athlete. He had gotten the first ever Baseball United scholarship. And so it was a pretty big deal, but he can't play baseball right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did get an academic scholarship to Guilford College first semester freshman year. He's in treatment 5 days a week. He can't keep up with the workload of college. You know, it was a lot, and it was a lot for him. Mm-hmm. His positive mental attitude is what got him through it, because he is very future looking. You know, he's definitely right now he is doing sports photography for the Greensboro Mamba. And
wow.
He is also doing, you know, several other projects. He's junior assistant coach at Andrews for their baseball team.
Wow.
So he's using what he didn't get to do in the last 11 months when he was in treatment. He's using that to propel him forward. So he is a very amazing young man.
I was going to say, that's not typical. I mean, I don't know what is, but I don't know what is when you're diagnosed at 17 with such a horrible disease, but it sounds like that's not typical to take that battle and turn it into, like you said, propelling yourself into something incredible like that. Man, that is, so how is he doing?
Physically, he's okay. We got the formal, you're living without cancer on November 20th. And again, this started in December of 2022. So we were a full 11 months keeping him positive, trying to keep him motivated, you know, driving back and forth. Again, it was one of the hardest things that we ever had to go through. But there were a lot of things to be grateful for. And knowing that there's organizations like Kisses for Kate out there who are there behind the scenes. You know, a lot of times we didn't know what they were doing and what they had going on, but we had all of the support from them, you know, just making sure that if we needed something, somebody was reached out to. I came to Kat after, it was about September, and I said, hey, listen, you know, I've always loved your organization and I know what you do, but now I know what you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, you hear it, but until you're personally affected, you can't truly appreciate it. And I hope, like I said, some of us are never personally affected, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't step in and volunteer and help where we can. Well, thank you so much for your story. That is hard, but give Willie our love and tell him we're thinking about him.
Absolutely.
And if he ever wants to get into sports broadcasting, don't call me. I don't know anything about sports broadcasting. I'm just kidding.